After the plane landed, I woke up and took a taxi to Nelson Mandela's Nigger Palace. When I arrived, there was a fucking army standing in my way, but that didn't stop me. I just threw a nuke at them, and after they were all obliterated, I went to confront Mandela. "Hello, Mandela. There's no doubt that you know who I am, but do you know the extent of the pain that I am going to unleash on you?" I asked him. He told me,
"Moon Man, there's one reason you have for killing me, and it is the color of my skin. I was born into my skin color, but I had to work very hard to get to where I am. Unlike the blacks who like to talk like they've been there, like Jesse Jackson among others, I've actually lived in the world of apartheid and I survived it. I've got a lot to talk to you about, Moon Man."
"I'm surprised you're able to talk, since you are a nigger."
"It's okay, Moon Man. The word nigger, that means nothing to me. It's a word of hate manufactured by the elite to give to the working man, so they can unleash their grief caused by them on those who don't deserve it."
"Those who don't deserve it. As I can see, you are a nigger, and by that fact alone you clearly deserve it."
"Martin Luther King once said, 'I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.' Although the nation he spoke to did not listen, I have, and I intend to make that happen."
"He did have a dream, but that's all it was. Dreams don't become reality, and I intend to crush that dream right here."
"Wait. There is no reason for you to be such a hateful person. I admit it is natural for everyone to be racist, because that is how we are wired, but it is up to us to hold that racism inside. You see, Moon Man, the elite are all profiting and living good lives, while the common people fight amongst themselves and ignore what's going on above them. Has anyone ever helped you in any way, Moon Man?"
"I don't need any help, especially from niggers. And don't flatter yourself, Mandela. I don't focus my hate on just your kind. I spread it out. Although niggers do receive the brunt of it."
"Moon Man, leave this place. Ask yourself, if I were white, would you act this way toward me? And keep in mind that although I am not white, it was not my decision to be this way, and I am not ashamed of it either. I embrace it, as you embrace the way you are."
"You truly are a wizard of words, Mandela, and if I were a weaker man, you might have swayed me. But you sent helicopters which attacked me in Los Angeles, and if for no other reason including the racism, that is why I'm here. What do you have to say about that?"
"How the hell could two helicopters fly over the Atlantic or Pacific Oceans, which is what they would need to do to get to Los Angeles, not to mention they would need to refuel at some point?"
"That's a good point. However, I saw those choppers at the port, where I killed Captain Asshole, and now it is all revealed to me. You are conspiring with the KKK against me."
"You figured it out, Moon Man. Perhaps you are not as ignorant or idiotic as most racists out there. Oh well, you will not make it out of here alive, and if you do, the word is out. The KKK is no longer your ally."
"I am the KKK, and I will kill all niggers, sand niggers, spicks, Jews, wetbacks, kikes, panface gooks, chavs, and nigger lovers. Starting with you." After my conversation with Mandela was over, I pulled out my nigger slayer pistols and shot him several times, in the waist and lower. When he was wounded, I picked him up and threw him in an Iron Maiden, and slowly closed it on him. Before I shut it and killed him, I asked him if he had any last words. He told me, "KKK, KKK, 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 KKK.